you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, February 13th, 2017. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, everyone, especially men. Don't miss out. Remember, you have so many hours to get that present or gift or multiple items that's going to bless those loved ones in your lives. So remember, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And it's a good segue for today's program with two special guests that are in the studio, two new friends. In fact, I think I've been talking a lot the last so many minutes, and thank you for coming early. I'm going to formally introduce you in just a second, but I was telling them stories about this radio ministry and how God has birthed it and brought it forward and how he's been at work even recently these last few days here. And so it's been neat talking about the love of God. And that was a comment that was said early on as we were talking. This individual that I'm about to announce says she loves the way Jesus loves. She loves seeing the unique ways that he loves on us and loves us. And I thought, in light of it being Valentine's Day tomorrow, you'll see that reoccurring theme of love on this broadcast. But I want to talk about a special event that's coming up this Saturday before I introduce these two special guests. So stay with me. We're going to introduce them in just a second. But you can find out more at loveisevent.weebly.com, love is event, and then weebly.com. And it's a special fundraiser that a bunch of friends, a lot of people that know Josh and Tanya Mikeworth, a lot of the friends are getting sponsors and providing the music and the dinner and dessert and dance and silent auction items. And it's all because this couple has a love for a child that's in China right now, and they want to get her here and become a part of the family. Her name is Jade. But Josh and Tanya Mikeworth, they live in Tolono. They attend First Christian Church in Champaign, have become dear friends. Thank you for coming early for today's edition of Mark and Friends, but becoming kind of dear friends as we share our love for the Lord, mm-hmm. our vision for how the body of Christ can go into the communities throughout our area, how we can witness and testify. I mean, I guess we have not only the camaraderie being built, but that when you have that common united spirit, I can't think of that word, it's escaping me right now, but we're all on the same page, what they say, singing out of the same hymn book. Now, Tanya, you were talking early on about the love of Jesus. And so tell us a little of some of your faith story, and then we're going to get into this event and why it's coming together and adoption and some of the unique ways God's used you through foster care and reaching out to other hurting people. But talk about your own insights into the love of Jesus.
Jesus has always been a very personal and real relationship to me. When I was young, I didn't really have a voice. I was from, like many people, had some difficult hurdles to jump through. And that always put a soft spot on my heart. And I always noticed the ones that didn't have a voice. And so I wanted to be their voice. I wanted every child to know how loved and how special they were and how they were designed to be special and independent. Well, they were fearfully and wonderfully made. And not all children have that support and that encouragement to know how special and how loved they are. And so that became my mission, to teach children that they have a voice and they are precious and they are loved so dearly by God.
Now, this love of God that you were experiencing, did it come from church, through family members, through a neighbor? When did you connect and say, I now really get it, that God loves me for who I am, flawed as I may be, mistakes that I've made, fallen short of the mark. None of us live up to that, but how were you convinced, or who helped you understand about God's love? Because I'm thinking there's a lot of listeners across the whole gamut that have known God's love for many years, to those that don't even believe there's a God. So what is this sense? Who was helping you understand about God's love?
Well, I was raised in church.
Okay.
And my grandmother She is this amazing woman, and she has this real tender, loving relationship with Jesus. And so she's the one that really introduced me to
the
reality.
So she was kind of modeling it.
And I think that's really what it is in all of our lives.
Right.
Any relationship we have is going to affect who we are.
Right.
And a relationship with Jesus is going to, it should affect who we are. And it should be reflected in us. And we don't have to be perfect for God. We don't have to come to Him having it all together. We can just come to Him with our questions and with our doubts and with our fears. And He accepts us and He loves us. And He says, you know what? I know you. Mm-hmm. I've known you all along. Mm-hmm. Nothing is going to be too scary for me. I've got this and I love you anyway. And so many people in this world need that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so missing. And if Christians can't come out and say, I love you, mm-hmm. I don't see all these other things. I see you as a precious child of God. And that is shocking to people. And that's what we need to be, mm-hmm. a light. And so we became foster parents. We kind of came into it a little differently. We got a call from a friend, and she said there was this little boy that nobody saw the beauty in, mm-hmm. and it was a very difficult placement. And we had told God, no, we'll do everything you want, but we won't do foster care, and we won't go to China. And God just said, okay, that's fine. And then He showed us this beautiful little child that immediately we knew, well, we're going to go do foster care. And it isn't as scary as people think, because these children are precious. It's not their fault. It's difficult times in people's lives, and somebody has to be their safe space.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to be there willing to help them find their voice, help them find their way, and let them cry and let them learn what life is really supposed to be. And thankfully, we got to adopt him. He has some special needs, which we got attended to right away and had lots of doctor's visits.
And how long ago was this initially?
We have had him in our home for 6 years, and we adopted him 2 years after he moved in. And he has just, he's got this
so
joy.
He's been a Mike Worth for about 4 years?
Well, he's been a Mike Worth. He's always thought he was a Mike Worth since he moved in. But, you know, officially he became about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And he is just hilarious. He is so fun. And he has grown and exceeded every possibility of experts. They're amazed by him. And I just keep telling them that it's God. God has blessed this little boy, and He has done the impossible with him. And it's the best thing we've ever done, because He's taught us more about love, mm-hmm. and compassion and kindness and our kids than anything else could have. And then when we found out about this little girl, she has very similar needs as he did. We were not in the position of thinking about adoption again. And when we saw this situation, we could walk this road. We've been here before. We know how to handle this situation. We've got the doctors. We've got the specialists and therapists that we know. And she basically, she needs love. And she needs to know that she's precious. And God's sending us to China.
And what's kind of interesting in some of this story, because I've talked with Chris and Dave Sender, just a little bit, actually communicating through emails and texts, but initially they were asking you two to help find a home or others that would maybe adopt this Jay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, Josh, I'm going to kind of turn the tables on you. So we've heard a little about God's mm-hmm. love and God's love for your wife, Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
What drew you to her some years ago? Because I think you're coming up on nearly 21 years, 20 years
yeah.
of marriage now.
Yes, we've been married for about 20 years.
Good radio voice.
Yeah.
Nice,
oh,
deep
thank
voice.
You. We've been married for about 20 years, going on 21 here in April. I originally came up here from Southern Illinois to attend the university as a student, and I met Tanya at church, and she was actually leading a small group. I was fortunate enough to grow up in a good, strong Christian home. I had a good, strong relationship, fortunately, with God when I came up here.
What does it mean to have a strong relationship with God? Because I don't even know if a God exists, or,
yeah.
you know, others that grew up maybe in a dysfunctional situation where they learned about about following all the rules, but didn't know that there could be a relationship with this God that loves you.
It was personal for me. And when I say a strong relationship, it wasn't about, you know, reading a Bible every day only or just following a set of rules or regulations. There was a personal God who cared about me and who had my well-being at the center of his concern. And I was living that out, and I knew that. And I was able to talk to him. And I discovered that in my teen years, you know, just through some, I think my bride, you know, kind of alluded to it, that she had maybe some rough waters to navigate as a youth. I did as well. You know, God became kind of my anchor in those times, and my relationship with Jesus, definitely. And that carried me through even into my collegiate years. And certainly God was leading me. He brought me 100-plus miles up here to meet my bride-to-be. And
okay, so you're in this church service. You see this small group leader across the room, blonde hair, kind of. You can maybe see the joy of the Lord radiating out of her.
Yeah.
How soon after initially meeting, did you go on a date right away?
Oh, no, no. Okay. She invited me to her small group. I was in an architectural curriculum, which means I didn't hardly ever sleep. Mm-hmm. And I needed to find that connection to stay in the Word. So I would go over to her couch, and my staying in the Word meant I went over and slept through
small group.
Because that's where she had the best couches. But we developed a very deep friendship, and for 2 full years we were very good friends, best friends, and then it just dawned on me that I don't want anybody to ever date my best friend away from me. So I asked her out on a date, and we dated for a couple years, and about a year and a half, I think it was, and then we got married.
Now, at this time, had you talked about adoption ever, or just having your own natural children, or was there anything on your heart at the time?
We had talked about it. Her inclinations were absolutely adoption's wonderful. My inclination was, we really don't need to go down that route.
Right.
Natural children, that's great. Adoption is more for people who either can't or are unwilling to have children.
Sure.
And I always felt like there was already so many children that needed a loving family that it wasn't fair to have our own, you know, extra children when there's so many that needed families.
Yeah, and so, I came from a large family, so to me, kind of the let's have our own children and then we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm. So fast forward it many years to where recently, I guess this past summer, you're at the Sender's house, and they are becoming Abraham and Sarah, I think, in their later years. I guess they're later 50s, they're like me. Well, they've recently adopted a few children, and they were being advocates, I think, of this child called Jade.
Well, they were kind enough to adopt our son's best friend. And so we are close friends with them because we have loved their children since they first came. The first week, that's when we met them. And so they became family to us. And we have the same heart. Chris and I have the same hearts. We think every child should have a family, and we are going to help that come about, even if it's not us. And that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
We went and we were going to help them find a family.
For this Jade.
For Jade.
Yes, from China.
Mm-hmm.
And what's her Chinese name?
Zicheng. Zicheng means little jade in Chinese.
And she was only here, like, the situation is, and this is where I want our listeners to get involved. The situation was she was only here, like, 3 or 4 weeks as kind of one of these exchange student programs where
it was
they
a hosting
in.
Program.
Okay, a hosting
for
program.
For children who may have a difficult placement, and this may be their last chance to be adopted. And so, thankfully, there are people that are welcoming these kids into their homes for a few weeks, and they expose them to a lot of different people and families, and God has his miraculous way of knitting different hearts together, and a lot of these children, in fact, I think all of the kids from this particular host group have been
matched up
with other adoptive families.
So the Senders were acting as a host family.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
They said to you two, hey, Josh and Tanya, help us find a home for this child, because after these 3 or 4 weeks, the child might never be placed
exactly.
And then go into this whole system, which is not very
especially Jade, because she's 13 now. And China, their aging out age is 14. Mm-hmm. So she had very little time to find a family. And it takes a long time for the process to happen. So this was her last chance.
And so you guys were going to help find a family,
yes.
or at least
mm-hmm.
assist, if you will, the Lord's work on.
Exactly.
And then suddenly, was it you, Josh, that started figuring, like, you know, she's got this sweet smile and this disposition, and how did you two start discussing, I think we're supposed to adopt her?
Well, one of the things about her was she's just the sweetest little girl, but nobody was picking her. We started to hear all of these other children, you know, oh, this family's going after this little boy and this little girl, but Jade still remained unpicked, and we knew about her age situation, and we just kind of started to look at each other, and we're like, well, we could do this. I think Tanya alluded to the fact that a lot of her issues are very similar to our adoptive son's, and we've been down this path before, but even when we were going down this path with Austin, our son, those were uncharted waters, and God really grew us in that. And one of the things he grew in us was the faith that no matter what, God has this. God can take us through these things, and he's the great healer. And so regardless of her issues, we just have that confidence that God loves this child and we could do this with him. And we began to pray it out, and we just started to feel that she was supposed to be with us. So we started to inquire and started to initiate the process there, and it started to turn towards us being the family.
We were at dinner with Chris and Dave and some of our friends, and we had just put her on the plane, and we were just kind of heartsick because we knew that she had gone home thinking that she wasn't picked, that she was not going to have a family. And that was, Chris and I were almost in tears at the restaurant, and suddenly we both, my husband and I, looked at each other, and we just said we could be her family.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, we both felt God saying, take a faith step.
Yeah.
It might be scary, but just take a step. And so that's what we did. We took one step, and we called the agency and said, this is who we are. Is it a possibility? And they shocked us by saying, we believe this child belongs in your family, which is never done.
Right. Uh-huh.
Before we ever had a home study, before we had ever any of the paperwork done. And they said, we will work with you to expedite this adoption. What we didn't know is that expediting an adoption is insane. Labor is easier than this expedited adoption. And they have been amazing. And God has shown us favor every step of the way. Every agency that says, well, we can't get this special paper that you need for this adoption for 3-4 weeks. And we're like, we have to have this done now. And God has given it to us that day. And we walked out with it. We have seen God move mountains that no man has ever been able to mount. And it has just been beautiful to watch him work and show us constantly that he's in favor of this.
Along with all the friends that have come alongside you guys, because I know you're both very hands-on, and I know the special event that's being put together, a lot of people are involved. There's a lot of helpers, because there'll be music and dinner and dessert and dance and the silent auction. There's other sponsors, and a lot of friends are doing all the details. So I know you don't have all the details, because they're like working behind the scenes. But for our listeners, this is an event you're going to want to be a part of. I'm going to plan to be there. You can find out more at Love Is Event. So you just spell out LOVEISEVENT, loveisevent.weebly.com, and you can register and you can find out all the different things that are going on. But it's happening this Saturday, February 18th, 6 to 9:30 p.m. So it can be like a date night or daddy-daughter night or mommy-son night, or just bring your small group or friends. Tell us a little about that night. I'll mention this one more time, the website at the end of the program, but this is basically to raise funds to assist in all the expenses. Many people unfamiliar with adoptions don't realize that there's a lot of costs that, yes, you work, Josh, and you homeschool, and you work maybe twice as hard, Tanya. Sometimes we forget the person staying home works very, very hard, but there are some major costs with adoptions, with transitioning a child from China to the United States, and so this is primarily a fundraiser to help with all those costs.
Right.
Tell us a little about what will happen in the evening in our closing couple minutes.
Okay. the amazing thing is while we were doing the expedited adoption, we were focused on that. And our awesome friends, Adam and Ann Blackman, they came and said, we want to do this for you. Mm-hmm. God has told us that we're going to do this for you. And we were floored because we really couldn't have done it. We were working too hard to get her mm-hmm. through the paperwork and then jumping through the hoops. And Chris Sender and Tracy and Nick Rodriguez yes. and Kathleen and Ed Payne and Linda Osmond. I mean, they just, people have just donated, companies have donated amazing gifts. Somebody has actually donated a private plane to Nashville with friends to help our adoption. I mean, this is going to be a wonderful event, but I want it to not just be about what we are doing. We want it to be an opportunity to show love like God does. Mm-hmm. It's based on Corinthians 13, and there's so many ways to love like God does. And we are hoping that this can be, yes, we want to raise money for our adoption, but we want it to inspire other people to go out and love like God does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that may be in lots of different ways. Invite somebody that maybe doesn't feel is loved and let them feel special and cared for. I know that if you come, you will be loved mm-hmm. because that is the all the people that are putting this on and are going to be there just are full of the love of Christ. And we want this to be a glorious celebration of the love of Christ and how he's working through our adoption and how he's working through all the lives that are touching this event.
The website is loveisevent.weebly.com. That's loveisevent.weebly.com. It's happening this Saturday night, February 18th, 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the First Christian Church in Champaign. So come on out, Great News Radio listeners. Sign up, get registered, because they need to know that you're going to attend, as there's going to be dinner and dessert and dancing and a silent auction with a bunch of different gifts. It's a great cause, and help us all bring Jade to the United States to be a part of the Mike Wirth family. And this little Jade will be placed in a very loving home, shown the love of Christ, and you can be a part of that. Once more, it's loveisevent.weebly.com, loveisevent.weebly.com. Well, thank you, too, for coming to the Great News Radio studios, and with First Christian Church eventually being here in the mall, maybe we will cross paths more often.
I
plan to see you this Saturday night, and can't wait to see Jade in person in your loving arms.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, Great News Radio listeners, the event is this Saturday night, February 18th, from 6 to 9:30 p.m., and you might say, but wait, I have to work till 7 o'clock. No problem. Come when you can. The hours are from 6 to 9:30, and you can find out more at loveisevent.weebly.com, loveisevent.weebly.com. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.